Very exciting, Nath. A lot of football in the state this weekend. I'm calling it the Alan Christensen Cup weekend.
Oh, it's great.
With both his former teams, the Lions and the Cats, playing here in Tasmania.
And his current team also play. I mean, they always play in Tasmania because they're Lauderdale.
it's Lauderdale, mate. But please welcome the show, friend of the show, proud Tiwi man. It's Alan Christensen.
Thanks for having me again, boys. I'm lucky to be back, I reckon, after last time.
No, I think you were great last time. Honestly.
Yeah, friend of ours, Mitch McPherson, he was like, I could come in and chat footy, boys. And I went, yeah, well, Alan played in the AFL, though.
No, he said, I could come in and talk about how Alan's playing for Lauderdale. Why don't we go straight to the source? Alan, mate, thanks for coming back in the studio, of course. You got a second run, which you got the Guernsey for the second time, another start. How are things going with Lauderdale? Let's start with Lauderdale. You got re-signed as well, which is exciting. So we're going to see some more footy from you here in Tassie.
Yeah, signed on for another year, 2023, so... It's all going really well. I love it down here. You boys have made it very, very easy to live down here. But, yeah, it's going all right. Start of the year, obviously not that great. But last 5 or 6 weeks, I think we won 3 games out of the 5. And just, we got a lot of young players. So it's coming together slowly.
Yeah, as an extremely experienced AFL football player going into a team like Lauderdale with a young side, as you said, how have you found your role to be in there? Like, it's almost like a pseudo coaching role as well, and a mentor kind of role with a lot of these young kids.
Yeah, absolutely. It's exactly what I needed. Last year with the COVID stuff, mentally, I just wasn't in it. I probably lost my passion for footy a bit. So to come here, and even though we're struggling, to be able to help these young guys and try and get to where they want to be in their football careers is exactly what I needed. So, very, very happy where I am.
Well, can I ask you about that, Alan? So, like, obviously this weekend, these games that are happening in Tassie weren't supposed to happen. COVID's, they don't know where you're playing each week. How hard is it, like, when you don't know where you're playing and what you're doing? Like, it must affect the boys' performances for both the Cats, the Lions, North Melbourne, everyone.
Yeah, you just got to have a really flexible mindset at the end of the day. You just got no idea where you're going to be. And last year, going into hubs and stuff like that, we were really lucky that we got to stay home. But, I think they went to Sydney for 3 weeks at one stage, and you just like, it's just so hard living out of a suitcase and trying to prepare to be a professional athlete. It is what it is, and we're all dealing with certain things at the moment, but to be able to play at the best, like, you want to prepare the best, and it's just not happening at the moment.
Yeah, there's so much footy happening this weekend. North Melbourne and Geelong playing down here, Blunston Arena, we're going to be there. 1:15 is first bounce. And then also Brisbane Lions, another one of your previous teams, playing in Launceston. You're also playing in Launceston for Lauderdale. Are you ready to play 2 games? Because if things go awry, will you go straight off the Lauderdale pitch and straight to the Brisbane team again? Go, well, Alan's here, let's throw him in.
Yeah, they've had a few injuries.
Yeah, I think they'll see the condition I'm in. I'm like, nah, we'll probably pass on that
one. You're like, geez, mate, what are you doing?
Also our fault.
We've just been enjoying ourselves. That's life for living, guys, playing a bit of golf. Al, can I talk about the Cats, favourites to win the whole comp? Are you watching much footy these days?
Yeah, I watch it every now and again. Obviously, they're sitting second on the ladder at the moment and, building some really good form, and they've still got a couple players out at the moment. They look hard to beat, and big week, Sean Higgins' 250th game as well.
Huge.
And I remember when we were there, always spoke about we don't lose milestone games. So, they'll get up for that, and North will obviously try and create an upset. I think Geelong will be too good.
What about Lions? How do you think those boys are going? They've had a few big injuries as well.
Yeah, they have. It's they've been a bit inconsistent over the last month, but the thing with Fags, he usually gets them going towards the back end of the year, and even if you've had a few injuries through that middle part of the year, usually, he tries to steal the boys for the back half of the year, and it's something he bought from Hawthorn. You don't have to be going great at this time of year, but you want to start playing some good footy.
Can I ask another question? How much of the... Like, Nathan and I, we do the MC stuff. We've done it for, the AFL, for the cricket and that. And we love a big crowd because it really, revs everyone up. But does it make a big difference when you're playing behind, an empty stadium and you've got 10,000 people, say, at Blunston?
Well, the thing is, last year all I did was play in front of nobody because I couldn't get a game, so... it's like playing junior footy again, or local footy again, or a training session, that sort of thing. It's odd. Like, it's a really, really odd experience, and you try to feed off that crowd sometimes, and with it not being there, I know it's been really hard for some of them.
Totally. Well, speaking of crowds, I mean, a little sneak preview. Just before 9 o'clock, we do have some tickets. It's almost sold out. North Melbourne v. the Cats, Bunston Arena. We're going to be there this weekend. Just before 9 o'clock, make sure you're listening to the show. We're going to do a little mini ticket blitz.
Yeah, give away some tickets to the game.
We can't give away as many as we normally would because it's almost sold out.
Yeah. There's 10,000 cap, and apparently, yeah, she's nearly sold out.
Huge. So we might have to start giving away tickets to that Lauderdale game in Utah Stadium.
North Launceston. You can go see Alan. We'll give away, I don't know. Well, you can sign this piece of paper.
Alan Christensen, we love you, buddy. Thank you for returning back on the show. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, boys.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.